Helping Hand here on HPR One stations each Friday afternoon. Helping Hand puts the spotlight on an organization or event in the community that offers assistance to the disabled and other folks who are in need. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we're learning about the Waikiki Health Center, medical and social services provided at clinics in Waikiki, Kaimuki, and across the Honolulu area. From the Waikiki Health Center, Sheila Beckham, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Dave.
This is one of the organizations you hear their name pretty frequently in the local news.
We have so many different areas that we focus on. One of the ones the public knows us the best by is our homeless outreach and services for people that are homeless. We oversee a shelter in Kaka'ako. We oversee a clinic that is drop-in. They have medical, behavioral health, and social services for people that are homeless, but we're expanding it to also provide services for those that are not. And we have a youth outreach program for homeless and runaway youth. We do have two other medical clinics, and we accept everybody, basically no requirements. We do a sliding fee scale, and so we ask for some sort of verification of income, and then we can kind of figure out whether you get very, very low cost services. If you have medical insurance, of course we tap that, and we'll try to get people insured.
Certainly the homeless issue has become a real crisis in Honolulu right now, and I'm assuming that is probably the most vulnerable population that you serve.
It is, but those that are homeless, especially if they're unsheltered homeless, if they have comorbidities of behavioral health issues, if they have substance abuse or other chronic conditions. We have patients that are HIV positive that are sleeping on the sidewalk.
So what you're really saying is homeless is a very big word, and the homeless are really not just homeless. There are different levels of homelessness and vulnerability.
Exactly. Many of them are working, and there are people that are working two jobs, but they can't afford to pay rent. There is no stereotypical homeless client. Everybody's an individual.
How many folks of all the people you serve are homeless?
At our particular health center and among its seven sites, at least 30% are homeless.
What are some of the ways that you're helping people that you think the community is not aware of?
One is job training. Some of it is cleaning up parks, doing case management with folks that are in tents in the Kaka'ako area. With our youth, we have a barista program. We're continuing to look for funding to expand that, so other kinds of restaurant opportunities. And we also try to do things along with computer training. We are just initiating a program called So Awesome, S-E-W. Basically, it is to teach women how to do some different kinds of sewing so possibly they can get jobs in the garment industry. And not women only.
These are areas that I don't think get a lot of exposure.
We also are working statewide with other homeless service agencies to try to do a SPDAT assessment and to rate the most vulnerable so that when housing does become available, the people that are the most vulnerable
are prioritized.
Yeah, and they will get the housing first.
So a guy who's homeless and he doesn't have insurance, he can walk in there and you're going to help him with a lot of stuff, and he's not going to pay anything.
It's likely that he won't. It's likely that he could pay 20.
What other things could we do to help?
Cash or a check, even some kind of long-term planning. We have a fabulous board, but we're always looking for diverse board members.
How about volunteers?
Volunteers are amazing. In fact, at the shelter, every night, food is delivered by different churches and different agencies. For instance, we have policemen and a few other folks from a surf club that take the kids school shopping.
These are homeless kids that are.
Yes, they are. They're kids in the shelter. So I think any passion that anybody has.
There's a way to plug in, it sounds like.
There is absolutely a way to plug in.
Just a great thing to do maybe with your child, with your loved one. It's like a bonding kind of activity and a way to instill in them these really important qualities at a young age.
Exactly. I do agree. Kids that are taught to volunteer, that's our next generation.
WaikikiHealth.org, 922-4787.
You can even donate directly via the website.
At HawaiiPublicRadio.org, you can find our full conversation from today, the radio feature, all the contact information, and all the other Helping Hand segments. Sheila Beckham, CEO, Waikiki Health. Please stay in touch. If there's anything else I can ever do for you, I hope you'll come back on Helping Hand.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to share.